That's right. Brian Mazeroski, Joe Beamer here with you on WBEN for the next hour or so. Thanks for hanging out with us. Pretty nice day. Got the sun shining once again. It's been a while since we've seen that, and I think everyone's in a good mood on the holiday weekend after a Bills win yesterday. Maybe not how we all expected it. I wanted to win by 50, I kept saying. Didn't happen that
way. Missed
it
by 47.
Yeah, close.
But a win's a win, and you know what? Every game, except for the fourth quarter of the San Francisco game, every game was close this weekend. So, you know, it's not like it's like the playoffs. You know, every team was supposed to be there and cannot wait for Sunday.
It is like the playoffs.
It's like the playoffs, Brian. Everyone was supposed to be there.
Every team we play is a playoff team.
Can you believe that?
It's funny how that works.
It's amazing.
In the playoffs.
But I'm really excited for Sunday. Not the timing I was expecting, but hey, Sunday, 3 o'clock, let's go. I'm ready.
Did you have a good time yesterday at the game?
Sure did. Enjoyed it. Seemed to be there for a while, but enjoy the game as always, and yeah, it was a good time. Always a good tailgate with you, Brian. Did you have a fun time?
I had a great time. It was long. It was a long game.
Yeah, it
was the first thing I said when I came in. It was the first thing we said after the game was over. I mean, we were the game. It was 5 o'clock. The game was just ending.
Yeah,
and this is a long time for there to be no. Like weather delay, no. I mean, there was no like extra thing.
No.
It wasn't like overtime or anything. There wasn't like a particular reason for a lengthy game. What was the reason?
No idea. I was hoping we'd find out this morning. At halftime.
Everyone just taking their sweet old time.
At halftime, we said, wow, this game's going really slow.
Yeah.
Like it was halftime at 3. Usually you're in the third quarter by 3.
Oh, yeah.
Halftime
into the third
quarter. Halftime had just started at 3 o'clock.
The second quarter was dragging. I was starting to drag because, you know, I drag people out early to get, because I like being set up. I don't want to be rushed.
Exactly.
You know, when you're cooking food and everything, I want to take my sweet old time. Like everyone did at the game apparently yesterday, you know, setting up, cooking meats and everything like that. So it was a long, I miscalculated how long you'd have to, by the third quarter, I needed to go and, you know, just grab a Gatorade or something, just like a splash in your face to be like, all right, you know, let's get back into it. And let's get going.
I said this to my dad in the first half. I said, it seems that every whistle, CBS is taking a break. It seemed like in the first, every time you turn around, the Jumbotron said 2 minutes left, more than regular games. And I was joking it was because it was CBS's only only game this weekend. So, and they were getting as much ad revenue. It did seem that every time they could, they took a two-minute break.
I want to hear from people today who were at the game. I want to hear from people who were watching from home. And how do you like 803-0930, 803-0930. Did yesterday change your mind at all about being at the game or having to be at the game?
No. I thought you were going to ask something completely different. I thought you were going to say this changed your mind about this week. No. For me, and I said this, we did a whole show on this back in August. For me, nothing beats being at the game. You know, I didn't have season tickets for 2 seasons. Hated it. Had to get those season tickets back. There's something about being at the game, being part of the atmosphere.
I don't think it's ever been more different for me.
Okay.
Watching the game at home versus being at the game. And for so long, I tried to at home, and this was especially true, you know, in 2020 when they weren't letting any fans in. I tried to at home replicate, you know, being at the game so much. You don't really need to do it. It's never been more different to me being at the game versus being at home. I see way less of the game if I'm at the game in terms of like what actually happened, you know, the replays, the things like that. I mean that, you know, Gabe Davis touchdown, like unbelievable touchdown catch. You know, what is that like in the stadium versus at home? You know, it's fun in the stadium. You're, you know, high-fiving everybody. You're having a good time. But I'm also like,
you're getting 10 replays at home from different angles.
And you're seeing it maybe the first time, like what actually happened. Did he get that? Like, what happened? Did we actually score?
There's pros to both, right?
Yeah.
There's pros and cons of TV and of in the stadium. You're right. You get to see the game at home. You know what I mean? You see everything. I didn't know what was going on in the field with those personal foul penalties until I saw it on my phone. But if I was watching on TV, I would have seen that play out because it was at the other end of the field.
You hear somebody explain it to you with the announcers and stuff like that if you're watching from home, too.
Tony Romo,
It's I heard from a lot of people because I was having this discussion throughout the weekend of, you know, hey, are you going? What are you doing for the game? It is definitely I had to go to a playoff game.
That was my next question.
Never been to a playoff game before. Like, that plays into why I went yesterday. But I heard from a lot of people, and I never disagreed with them. They said, you know, you got to go. You know, people who went to all these games back in the early 90s, you have to go. You have to experience it. It's a whole lot of fun. But for a lot of people now, they just say, I'm not going to any games anymore. Like, I don't go to the stadium anymore. It's just too good at home. I see everything I need to see. You can have everything you want. You're not paying $15 a drink. You're not, you know, doing all these other things that you kind of get caught up in at the stadium. It's almost more about the game when you're not at the game.
That's a good point. I mean, like you said, you see everything the first time. You don't have to wait for the replay. Like, oh, I didn't really get the, you know, oh, now I see why that catch was so big, you know, because it wasn't right in front of me at the stadium. I love being at the game. Like I said, I can't wait for Sunday. But, I mean, there's nothing like a Mazeroski party.
It's, yeah, we have, you know, a lot of fun.
I mean, that is a very close second when it comes to watching a game.
You cook up the tailgate, you get it going, and then instead of filing into the stadium, you just file onto the couch.
Yes, and the beers are the same price
at
during
my
the
house
game
as they are at the game. That's, I charge everybody $15 for. That's the one thing I try to make it feel as much like the stadium as possible.
Sorry, I couldn't be at the game, but this will make you feel like you're at the game. Venmo me $15.
Yes, we take card only now.
That's right.
No cash.
It's a cashless house.
It's a cashless house. Please, card and Venmo only. But no, I had a lot of fun yesterday at the game, and just like you, excited for Sunday 3. Is that optimal time? Much like this weekend, I you could say it about every weekend. The game times, like, they just go down in convenience as you go through the weekend. Yes. Like, to me, the best game I would rather have Saturday at 4. That would be the best game time. If not, then maybe Saturday night. Okay, that would be awesome too. Well, if not that, then where we're playing, Sunday at 3, that's fine. As long as it's not Sunday at 6, that's like, yes. No one wants that.
And as long as it's not another four-hour game, I would like to be home before 8 o'clock on Sunday.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
But you don't like to drive home, like, no, right?
No issue.
No issue?
No.
It was just that game.
Our buddy told me a great shortcut, and I was, could not be more thankful for that shortcut because we got right out of there. 3 o'clock, it's better than 6:30. And, you know, Brian, I am very superstitious. The Bills have not lost a 3 p.m. kickoff this season. So, hoping to continue that.
We haven't played one, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I had a good time, and you can let us know, 803-0930, if you were at the game, if you were home. I mean, how do you have, like, an itch to go to this game?
That's a good question.
I think a lot of people are, as much as they'd like to say, yeah, I want to be at the game. I want to, you know, it's one of the biggest games, second biggest game that you can host.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are saying, you know what, as much as that sounds like fun, I'd kind of rather be at home and watch it from home.
The last time the Bills hosted a divisional playoff game, only 6,000 people were allowed. So I think that's also exciting. The first time in a long time, a full stadium at home for a divisional game.
Yeah. It would be... I don't know. There's a lot of things that weigh into it. There are a lot of things that weigh into it. Someone's saying the Bills had a terrible game. They're lucky they won. You may be true about the second part. I mean, I think they deserve to win. But no game can be terrible if you win.
If you win. That's right.
If you win, it's not terrible.
You win and move on.
Some losses aren't even terrible.
That's true.
If you win, it can't be terrible by definition. All right. The other thing, Joe, was, and I hear less maybe than I did a year ago about this, but still I'm hearing about it every single Sunday. Sports betting yes. on sports. And I was taken aback a little by the announcement from the state who said after one year, $16.5 billion, billion with a B, was gambled on sports on a mobile device in the first year of operation.
Wow.
$16.5 billion. Of that, the state takes home a nice $909 million in profit.
Doing pretty well.
For New York State for just 1 year of sports betting. I did the math with the estimated $1.4 billion price tag. That's about 64% of one Bills stadium. Now, the money, the state wants to point out, the money is not going toward the stadium. I always say, what difference does it make? Right? Like, it's as if you, the state will say, hey, this money is going toward, gambling, education. It's going to youth sports programs, $5 million to fund sports programs, $6 million to fund problem gambling, education, and treatment. The majority will fund education aid. I always say, it doesn't matter.
Right.
It's like you in your own home. Are you like parsing out, okay, well, I took in this money from my job and then this money from overtime, and the overtime money is going exclusively to groceries.
No, it goes in the pot.
No, it's all in one thing.
Yeah.
It's all money coming in. I don't care what's earmarked for what. It's all coming in, and it's all being spent by the same organization. So $900 million goes to New York State. That's about 64%. Of one Bills stadium. That's in 1 year of sports gambling.
It's pretty good. Might have it paid off next year.
That is the entire state, tab, if you will, for the new Bills stadium could be paid off just because of that. So what do you think about it? A year in, $900 million. I was taken aback when I saw this from the state. My first thought was right. Because when mobile sports betting came to New York, I said, that's cool. I will probably do it from time to time.
Yeah.
It's a nice little fun thing. I also think it is extremely dangerous. More dangerous than just about anything else. Marijuana, whatever. People are already doing it all over the place. Sure you know if you were smelling it at the stadium yesterday. Having the ability to gamble hundreds or thousands of dollars in your pocket at all times is more dangerous than almost anything I can think of in a state where time and time again, all I hear is my first job is to keep New Yorkers safe. $16.5 billion gambled on sports by New Yorkers. I saw this announcement from the state. I thought, that's kind of a weird thing to be bragging about. Isn't it?
Well, bringing in money. That's what they like to brag about.
That is a weird thing to be bragging about. Every time I see that, when the state puts out an announcement of, $900 million of revenue from the state. And I said, well, you're the state. You're not a business. Like, I want, Tesla to be bragging about how much money they made, not New York State. That's my money that you're taking in. It's not just, hey, look at this. So magically, look at how much money we took in. Yeah, you get to write the laws to take it in. It's a little easier for you to be able to do that than any other business.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that it's very popular. I mean, everyone you hear talk, hey, did you put money on this? Did you put money on that? All Saturday morning you hear people talking about call this number, you get the guaranteed pick on the pre-recorded message. I'm not surprised. And, here's what I'm going to say about it. And this is probably a cop-out or an easy way out. People were gambling before it was legal on your phone. People were gambling on illegal sites before it was on your phone.
Not like this.
I think so. I mean,
$16.5 billion.
Gambling shows have been popular way before it was legal to do it on your phone. People had bookies. People had illegal sites they could go do it. People would go over the border and do it. It's only a 15-minute drive to the closest sports book on the other side of the Rainbow Bridge. People were gambling. People are going to gamble. If it's on the phone or not.
People were gambling, but not to the tune of $16.5 billion on sports. There weren't as many people gambling. How many people did you know with a bookie before a year ago? And how many people do you know now who place bets on their phone?
Yeah, a larger amount. However, the people with the bookies are the ones putting the big money down. I don't have many friends that are betting a ton of money every weekend on sports.
I know enough people who bet enough.
I think a lot of people are like me. I'll put $10 on a parlay, see if it hits. If not, we'll go next week. I'm not throwing, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars out.
To me, $40 a month on something that you weren't spending for. I mean, we complained about the price of Netflix.
Oh yeah,
$40 a month that you weren't spending a year ago. That's a lot of money.
I'm most likely not doing it every week. Let's be honest.
But people will, and that's like, oh well, it's a $10. You know, I'll put in a weekly during the NFL season. I'll put in a parlay.
People spend $40 on scratch off tickets every month. I mean, the people who are gambling were gambling another way before it was legal on your phone.
This isn't a replacement. I don't think. This
no,
isn't
it's an
people
addition.
Who are doing.
That's even worse. It's an addition.
People weren't. The scratch-off people didn't say, all right, well, I don't need to do scratch-offs anymore because I can bet on Josh Allen to score a touchdown.
I'm just saying. The people who are gambling on their phone, their outlet before, if you're gambling $10,000, $15,000, which, you know, the people who make up that number are putting a ton of money on these apps, they were gambling on sports before, I guarantee it.
I don't think so.
Office pools, bookies.
I would like to see the number. $16.5 billion.
I'm not saying to that extent.
How much of that $16.5 billion is wagered by people who would have not put that wager in before? I think if you're talking about people who have somebody they placed a bet with before, it's like when we have the marijuana discussion. You know, they legalized, they put a one or two cannabis shops in Buffalo. How many people who smoke pot are going to those rather than where they've always gotten their pot from? Right? Like, I don't think it's a ton. So I think those people are still going there. I'd bet that $14 billion of that $16.5 billion at least are people who would have never placed a bet before it was allowed on your phone.
I don't think that's accurate. And I don't think it's the same. Yes, marijuana, people will go to the people that have always been... I don't think it's the same with gambling. Because now I can put it in my phone. I can take it right out of my account. I don't need to go find someone and worry about them chasing me down. I can just all put it on one app right here on my phone. I do think that has made up for a lot of the, we'll say, illegal gambling that went on before
it was
legalized.
That's the scary part of it, though. Should they have not just legalized illegal gambling? Then you would have had to find somebody.
Oh, you mean
who
legalized
taking,
bookies?
Yes. Yeah. Who was taking a bet. Okay. You would have had to, as you mentioned, cross the border. They had for years before it was legal on your phone, you could go to the casino downtown or in Niagara Falls and place a bet at the sports book.
Right.
You had to physically go, though, to the casino, place that bet, get the slip out. You knew you would have to go back. I mean, if you were placing a bet on a game that was going to happen 2 days from now, then you'd have to go back and get your money.
Yeah.
I mean, those physical barriers that now you don't have. Now I pull my phone out of my pocket. I look at it. It reads my face and retinas and whatever else it's doing to unlock my phone. I make two clicks. And boom, I can bet on literally anything without having to travel, without having to make a phone call, without anything.
It's easy access. But again, I think the people who weren't gambling before are not spending the big, big money. The people who would drive down to the casino, I would argue, are spending the same. Might have actually spent more at the casino because, oh, like you said, I'm here for the week. Here are all the bets I'm putting down. Maybe they're spending more on their phone because they can get it day by day. I don't think this was not happening. Do you get what I'm saying? The gambling was happening 5 years ago. It's just happening on the phones now.
I don't know. What do you think? 803-0930. I think it's all new. Joe might disagree. who do you side with? And I had made a bet earlier this year. I might be myself a little bit of a gambling problem. We'll explain when we come back after the news on WBEN. Back here, B-Maz and Beamer, Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer, here with you on WBEN. I mentioned, you know, I have a gambling situation going on, Joe.
All right, want to hear it.
I remember saying earlier in the year, if the Bills make the Super Bowl, I'm getting the Von Miller haircut.
That's right.
The
Someone's
triangle
called you
in the back
twice
of the head.
This morning.
I did not forget.
All right.
I won't welch on the belt. I was going to get a haircut. I'm now holding off so I have enough hair in the back of my head.
Nice.
To do the Von Miller thing.
Don't
you love, by the way, as I'm talking right now on the radio, my own mother calling me.
Oh, like, nice.
It's nice to know she listens. You want to talk to me, give me a call. 803-0930, please.
I meant to shave. Speaking of the Von Miller haircut, I was going to shave Saturday so I could start the playoff, you know, fresh. Forgot to shave, so now I can't shave until after the playoffs because
playoff beard. Is that a thing?
It's more just because I'm superstitious.
Okay.
Because if I shave and they lose Sunday, I will blame myself.
I didn't shave last week because I wanted my face to be warmer.
Oh, that's smart.
Game.
Very
that's,
smart.
That's how I go about it. But anyways, no, we're talking gambling here because the state announcing at the end of last week that after 1 year, it's been a year, feels like it's been longer, but it's been a year since the state legalized mobile sports betting, and that's the, you know, betting on the app on your phone. And in that year, I was taken aback, to say the least. The state, you know, the headline, the state generated $909 million for the state in its first year of operation, which I always, anytime the state is bragging about making money, I'm thinking, well, come on, what do you,
yeah,
give some of that back to me.
Exactly. That
would be a little nice. And then it continued, which I thought, again, it was kind of a strange thing to brag about. More than 16, now I love, this is where language really comes into play. More than $16 billion wagered on sports in New York State in first year of operation. Now, if I were to write that being a little more cynical about the entire thing, even though I do it, I it's weird, I support it being legal, I just don't necessarily think it's a great thing for a lot of people. If I were to word that, I would say, 16 and a half, you know, they leave out the half a billion.
I was going to say, it's closer to 17 billion than it is 16.
It's closer to 7. They're rounding down.
Yeah.
That's how you know that they're not really hyped up about this number. Usually you'd round up. They rounded down a little bit. Or just, you know, it's New York State, so half a billion dollars is really not
they spent
anything
that yesterday
to talk about. Yeah. 16, I would have said $16.5 billion gambled on sports in the last year in New York State, because that's what it is. You know, billion wagered, is that's a nice way of saying that people are just gambling.
Yeah.
$16.5 billion. And for all the talk on the economy over the past year, we must be doing something if people have $16.5 billion in extra money to gamble on sports.
It's a lot of disposable income.
It certainly is. What do you think about it when you hear these numbers? 803-0930 to join us on WBEN.
And I'm interested. Like, what rules do you set for yourself? What limits do you set for yourself when you go into gambling? Like, I have, obviously, limits. You know, I can't, especially, you know, I can't spend all my money. I can't go over a certain limit. Like I said, maybe once a week I'll find some games I want to parlay. And if I win, nice, that gives me gambling money for half a year. If not, okay, well, we'll try it again in a few weeks.
It's just like, it's strange to me. I thought we hit a good happy medium in the years before. And this is what I said a year ago. You know, as I had the apps on my phone and was down. You know, it's funny, when we were driving to Cincinnati in Ohio on January 1st, just the other day, sports gambling on your mobile device was legalized in Ohio.
That's right.
On the day we went into that state. So they were running all the promos and everything. And if you're smart about it, you can walk away with $250 if you don't actually gamble any of the money and just take what they're giving you. And that's exactly what I did. I think I said this last year. I thought we hit a happy medium in the years prior where sports gambling was, you know, quote unquote, legalized, but you had to go to the casino to do it. I thought they could have extended that a little bit more and said, you know, sports gambling is legalized, but, you know, maybe you have to go to a physical kiosk or something.
Like the lottery.
Yes.
You don't have to anymore.
Which you don't, exactly. But you had to physically go there and do it. It wasn't so easy to access. And I did find it strange that, you know, in a state that's so obsessed with keeping you safe, right? You know, that's what you hear all the time from the governor, that they would make something as potentially addictive as gambling so easy to access when they could have simply legalized in a way that was, you know, had that little bit of a roadblock, that little bit of a safeguard. And I wonder what that figure would have looked like, the $16.5 billion gambled on sports. I wonder what that figure would look like if you had to physically go to a location to place the bet. Is it half? You know, is it $8 billion? Is it, you know, what does that number look like if you can't just do it on your phone?
I would say it's more than half. And again, I will go back to what I said last segment. I will say it's more than half because I will say that a majority of that number are people that were gambling before some way, somehow. Now, I will be interested, Brian, how much does that number go down next year when you don't have the free money as we did when this started up, right? When
yeah,
it
maybe
has
that's
kind
of
worn
it.
Off. Like, I do think this number will be lower next year. But I could be wrong.
I should say it is not clear, you know, based on the release from the state, if $16.5 billion, if that includes, you know, the quote-unquote promotional
right.
money. I'm taking this to mean that it's actual money.
Actual cash.
Yeah. Put into the app.
But I still believe that, you know, people who were gambling before are the ones using this app the most. Now, obviously, there are people like you and I, but we're not spending the big, huge money that make up that number. That, I mean, those are, how many bets did it say were wagered? 5.7 million wagers placed on online betting? I would say a majority of that are the high rollers who were at the casino, probably in the sports book, right? Laying down that money are the majority of people laying down the big money. Now, again, just like with the lottery, just like with anything, you've got people who probably don't have the money that are using the app and spending money they don't have and putting themselves further in debt. I'm sure that's part of the number.
I just don't see that being the case. And I'm taking that myself just through, you know, anecdotal evidence. And this is where I think a lot of people can, you know, you don't have to be someone who's involved in, you know, placing these bets to have just heard around you people talking about it. And people are talking about it way more in the past year than I've ever heard before people talk about gambling on sports. It was talked about every once in a while. You'd hear about it. You know, you'd hear somebody placing a bet if you go back like 5-10 years ago. But now it's everywhere you go. Anytime there's a game on, I feel like I'm hearing somebody talk about either that game or something before of like, you know, what's the money line? What can you put a bet on? Something like that. From 3.8 million unique player accounts created since January of 2022. You can't tell me that 3.8 million or anywhere close to that was the number of people betting on sports in New York before this became.
I'm not telling you that. I'm saying that most people are like you and I, and they don't throw a ton of money down, right? That make up that number. I'm saying that a majority of the $16 billion are probably coming from less than half that of those player profiles that you mentioned. That's the point I'm making. When I hear people talk about it, and you're right, I hear so many more people. Heck, you hear them talk about the live line in the broadcast. You hear so much. I don't disagree with that. But I never hear someone talking about placing $1,000, $2,000 on a game. I hear people say, yeah, I put $10 parlay, $20 parlay, maybe a $50 parlay. I just don't hear of the big numbers. I could be completely wrong, and I probably am. But that's just how I take this number when I read this article this morning. Or when I heard this story this morning.
I'm trying to find the number on that. Because now I'm understanding a little bit more what you're saying. You're not disputing that way more people are doing it.
Right.
You're just saying that you think the people who are new to this are primarily not
dropping a ton of money.
Yes.
A majority of $16 billion are the people who had the bookies, the people who were sitting at the casino, maybe driving up to Canada before it was legal here in New York State. Those are the ones making up a majority of that number.
I'm trying to find out what the average, I don't know if you can really find, like, what the average bet is. You know, like, it's a tough thing to do, but like, what is the average?
And that's, but that's not to say that people aren't abusing their credit cards, right? That people aren't putting themselves in debt over this. I'm not saying that's not happening. I just don't, I think a majority, because I think a lot of people made, of that 3.8 million that made their new accounts, how many people took the free cash and then haven't played it?
Mm-hmm.
My wife's an example of that. She made an account. Once the free cash ran out, I'm good. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people just took the free money, or maybe only place a bet, you know, at the beginning of the season or during the playoffs. I just think a lot of that money was being gambled in other ways before last year.
It's just kind of crazy to me that I'm, you know, in 1 week we have from New York State, the State of the State address is given, and it's, you know, the gas stove is so harmful. We need to outlaw the gas appliance in New York within the next decade because it's so harmful. At the same time, we're going to brag that, hey, thanks to us making it so easy to bet on sports, $16.5 billion was gambled on sports in the last year.
We have more money to not know what to do with.
That part, it just does not compute. Like, it's like there's two competing interests. And as one person on our text board, 8030930, is pointing out, the path is there for people to get in over their heads, where the path might have always been there, but it wasn't always so easy to do. It wasn't always in your pocket. At least it was a drive away. You might have had to wait in line at the desk to put it in, or at the kiosk at the casino to put in that bet. It wasn't so easy to do on your phone as it is right now, which I, you know, as much as I'll say, I think you should generally be free to kind of do whatever you want. I guess money talks, right?
Yeah.
It's surprising to me that it would, they'd make it so easy to access when they never had it before. It's not like they would have been outlawing something as they are in other cases. It's not like we're taking away the plastic bags, which, oh my goodness, Joe, have you gone, I think it's in all, starting this week, in all Walmart stores, no more paper bags.
Ooh.
It was in the one we stopped at this past weekend. They're ahead of the curve. I thought it was the 18th or the 19th that this was starting. It started, you know, we have all this stuff. I don't have a bag with me. You know, we might have like six different things that we bought. Not like a major shopping trip. We just needed to pick up a few things. And I'm walking out, and I got just an armful of stuff walking out of the Walmart. I'm like, I feel like screaming at the top of my lungs. Like, I can't get a bag? Like, I'm
sure they had.
Why can't I get a bag?
I'm sure they had reasonably priced reusable bags right there.
No,
yeah.
No, there's no bags. I'm carrying all this. Like, I can't get a bag.
Is that the new
thing?
What's
going on?
They're getting rid of paper bags
at Walmart's. They're not doing the paper bags. I don't know what the reason is behind it.
But what if you get your groceries delivered? That's going to be a problem.
I'm not sure. And they're not going away everywhere. You can still buy a paper. You have to buy the bag.
5 cents.
You go to a convenience store. I can't get a bag. Like, it's too harmful. I can't get a bag to carry out my armful of stuff. But I can bet $5,000 on a table tennis match being played somewhere in Asia at a drop of a hat.
Now, I would say that is, and I, you know, hey, I'm all for, you know, people need to practice personal responsibility. But it is a little crazy that this morning I'm sitting in the control room, and I always look to what's going on. And, you know, the live betting is the Australian Open, which is fine, and two basketball games from leagues I didn't know existed until this morning. That is, and you know, there are people like, well, I guess I can even out on this game.
Absolutely.
And then you also have people,
they're chasing their money if you end up losing. It's a real thing.
And you also have people that, you know, spent $1.4 million betting the live line of the Chargers game to win $11,000.
I saw that too. I mean, I feel like if you're betting $1 million, you probably.
But I would say this, and this will go back on what I said 10 minutes ago. I guarantee that bet wasn't being placed before mobile betting. No one's going to the casino and putting down $1.4 million at halftime.
At halftime. Running to get there at halftime.
I'll be right there.
Yeah. someone saying, I go to, you know, there you can buy 1,000 bags for around $20. Like, I shouldn't have to do that.
Isn't that
like,
funny? We're out.
Like, we're bragging about how many bags we can buy.
Yeah. But like New York State, hey, you can't use plastic bags, but I can go to Tops and buy a bundle of 80 for $5. That's okay. But you can't get the free plastic bags.
Do you think your theory holds up when you finally see like legal? I mean, you already see it somewhat with all those all the native-run marijuana stores down in Salamanca, and there's going to be a new one opening in Niagara Falls pretty soon. But you know, once that becomes a little bit more ubiquitous across Western New York, if it ever does, you know, if there's 10 or so locations where you can buy, I do think eventually marijuana stores are going to outnumber record stores in Western New York. It's only a matter of time. But when that happens, I mean, what do you think? I've kind of always had the assumption that, like, if you want to smoke pot, you probably are already doing it.
Yes.
You would have no problem doing it. I don't think it would result in way more people smoking. But I don't know. I think if it's easily accessible like this, and there is the, you know, you no longer have to know a guy who knows a guy or something and feel like you're doing something wrong. I think that stops a lot of people. I don't know. I just wonder.
I used to think, you know, legalizing marijuana, you know, now everyone will want to try it. I just don't feel that's in 2023 that's the case, because most people, Brian, have traveled out of New York State in the last 5 years and have probably been somewhere where marijuana is legal. You know, one of the top destinations out of Buffalo is Vegas, where it's legal. So if you've wanted to try it, it's been there. I don't think there's going to be a rush of people. I think, hey, if you've smoked pot, if you've had marijuana edibles, then this will just be an easier way to get it. And, you know, you can go down the street instead of, like you said, knowing somebody. I just don't think there's going to be a rush of people like, oh, I've never in my 40 years tried marijuana. Now's the time. Give me that whatever you want to try. I don't see that rush of people.
Yeah, I would say so too. But then now I'm just kind of wondering, am I going to be surprised after a year, you know, when they open up these first stores, am I going to be surprised like I was opening up the sports betting, you know, note from the state, $16.5 billion. Like that, I was kind of floored by that number. I was floored by $16.5 billion bet. Like, I'm wondering if marijuana, if I'm going to be the same way. Because I think the same way as you, Joe. But now I'm wondering if I open up that email in a couple years' time, like, whoa, that's way more than I expected.
I mean, I'm not trying to be shocking here. I think there's a lot of people that enjoy marijuana, so they're going to probably make some good money off the sales.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
But you know, again, it's the question, are people going to go to the store? Are you going to, I don't know, change the way you buy? All that kind of stuff.
I also think with marijuana, that's something that stays. Like, you probably at first aren't going to say, hey, it was nice doing business with you, I'm going to go to the store now.
For the last 40 years.
Yeah, I don't think that's like, I do think in the gambling industry, a lot of people have ditched the bookie because it's so much easier. Live gambling, too, we barely got to. Live gambling, it's so much easier on the phone. Marijuana, I think you just keep the way it's been. I don't know. We'll see. It'll be very interesting.
Yeah. I'm still trying to find that number, what the average bet is in New York. What do you think it is?
The average bet? So if we did 5.7 million wagers, again, I'm going to say a majority of people probably make a $50, $60 wager. So the average bet, are you throwing parlays in there too? The average bet's probably somewhere around $100, $115.
You think? I was going to say 20.
No, because I think the high rollers bring that number up, especially with 5.7 million.
Well, get rid of the high rollers.
Oh, I think the average people like you and I, $20 to $50. Probably even less 20? Than that. Like, yeah. I said, an average parlay for me is $10, and that's maybe once a week.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's just interesting. I am... I'm just amazed that, like, you can have these two things coming in from, like, the same people. Just 3 days removed, and then I can't get a bag like the next day. Like, just what is good, what is bad?
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not crazy.
I get all my appliances bad, my bags bad.
Mobile gambling, great.
Just betting whatever I want, whenever I want.
Do you think we'll be able to bet the length of the game after last week? Can we? Can we bet Sunday's game?
I do. I do think yesterday, to an extent, is I think there's a lot of people who are kind of like me. It's like, all right, I want to go to a playoff game. I still enjoy going to games. I enjoy the tailgate. Yep. But for me, for a couple of years now, and I think this continue, it's like one home game, one road game a year. And then for these bigger games in the playoffs, I think there's probably a lot of people who, after yesterday, maybe it was after last year, said, all right, I went, I saw the experience. You know, maybe if an AFC championship game, you want to go to that. But
let's go Jags.
From here on out, I kind of want to watch the game from home to see what was actually going on, especially when it lasts as long as it did.
Yeah, I think that commitment thing, I think a lot of people are going to say, I don't want to be getting home at 6. I do think you had people that probably were very...
Especially if you're like me and you're on the road at 6.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
You're like getting up that early.
I am rooting for Jacksonville on Saturday. That's probably not a surprise to many people. I would love to see the AFC Championship right here in Buffalo.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you don't have any information. They haven't sent any notice to season ticket holders about potential tickets. It's still what we heard last was what we have, what we know. The NFL saying that if you bought tickets, you have priority, but we don't know what that priority looks
like. I was expecting, because, you know, obviously today they put the account, the tickets in my account, and I put it right in my Apple wallet so I don't forget. So I'm not like that guy yesterday sitting there trying to access his account while everyone's walking past him in line. I was expecting an email. Maybe this week we'll see what the deal is, who's getting what tickets. That would be very nice to know.
They sent me an NFT ticket.
After every game.
Can I sell? Is that worth something?
If they win the Super Bowl, maybe you'll get $2 for it.
I'll have my NFT. It's a picture on the phone.
Like, did you print it out?
How do you print out a moving picture?
I don't know. Guess where my NFT went?
Where?
The trash folder. And it's already been eliminated. So
we'll be back here tomorrow. B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN.